Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ideas on how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Bill DeSmet is our guest. D-E-S-M-E-D-T is how you spell his last name. Bill DeSmet. And he is an artificial intelligence expert. He's got the experience and the education to back that up. He's the author of the Archon. Am I saying that right, Bill? Archon.
You are.
Archon Sequence series of techno thrillers, including Singularity, which is a cult classic, and his new one, Dualism. I encourage you to go there. Dualismbook.com. Is that right? How you find out more about the book, Bill?
Dualismthebook.com.
And find those wherever books are sold. Bill, you've been helping us. You've done a great job of helping us understand artificial intelligence, what it means, how it's working in our lives today, how it's helping us. It's that we're actually benefiting from it. Hands-free search is pretty handy in a car, right? We don't have to take our hands off the steering wheel. The Internet of Things can't really operate, in my opinion, without some kind of artificial intelligence, right? We hear more and more about the Internet of Things. Is that right?
Yes. Absolutely.
And
things
so
have to become intelligent themselves to participate.
Right. And then they'll start talking to each other, right? I mean, the lights went out and that triggered the phone system to call the electricity company about the lights that go out. So but that's where it gets kind of scary, doesn't it? When we toss the keys, so to speak, of our lives. And it's in the future. I may not live to see this, but aren't these, as we talk about AI in the future, well, how do we make sure that we don't become subservient to the beast?
Subservient or even obsolescent. There is a downside risk. You're right. And the risk has been stated in terms of what if one of the things that artificial intelligence does, just like real human intelligence, is design artificial intelligences. And just like we have to assume that the artificial intelligence that humans design is going to be better than humans at doing certain things, certainly mm-hmm. computation, what if each new generation of artificial intelligence designs its successor,
right,
and its successor is that much more intelligent than the AI that's doing the designing?
And we have these examples in nature with viruses that mutate around antibiotics, for example, right?
Absolutely. That's a great example, Jim.
Yeah.
And the difficulty here is that if the design of the next generation of artificial intelligences is done entirely in software, it could happen very quick. I don't want to sound alarmist, but if you think about Terminator 2, the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Skynet goes from being switched on August 5th to becoming self-aware on August 29th.
That's the word, isn't it? Self-aware. That's the hyphenated word.
Yep.
Self-aware. Exactly. Wouldn't that be the subtitle? Artificial intelligence is the title of the book, be careful when it becomes self-aware. Wouldn't that be a good subtitle, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it definitely would.
Self-aware.
Before that happens, we want to be able to build in some morality
mm-hmm.
at the ground level. You know, Isaac Asimov, back in the 50s, when he was writing his robot series, came up with the three laws of robotics. The first mm-hmm. one was you can't allow a human to come to harm. You have to obey a human's orders. And third, if it doesn't conflict with the first two laws, you have to try to preserve your own existence.
Right. Well, you know, for those who watch Star Trek: Next Generation, Data had a twin brother who the creator put a different kind of ethics in his twin brother. I forgot Lore, I think was his name.
Lore was his name. Yeah.
And so, you know, you said you have to put intelligence, you have to put ethics into your AI, but ethics is not black and white. Ethics is gray.
Absolutely. It's a major challenge. It's one that's being grappled with by some of the best people in the mm-hmm. field. Mm-hmm. One of them is Eliezer Yudkowsky at the Machine Intelligence yeah. Research Institute.
Where is that?
I believe it's out in California.
Yeah, okay. So, okay, Bill, this has been fascinating. You've really done a great job of helping us understand artificial intelligence. AI, ladies and gentlemen, you'll start seeing that more and more. You're using it now. You're going to be using it more and more as life goes on. You know, one thing, what's the micro? Nanotechnology is another yep. example, right? I mean, paint that can send messages. I mean, that's yep. an amazing thing that we've got in our future. Hey, Bill, will you come back another day?
I will, Jim.
I've enjoyed having you here. Good.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.